I'm going to read from A Theory for What Just Happened, and I'm going to read the first poem called I Am That Thing. Somewhere a woman is being told she's not like the others, or some version of it. Question: is it accidental? Answer: everything is a rehearsal. She is developing outside her head. She does her best to have second thoughts. She has a grown-up manner. The woman tells me she does things on purpose, like buying furniture too big for her rooms or mixing up rain and snoring. But I'm already too old for her, and I don't know where she hides her heart. I am the book interrupted during all hours and in the best parts. I am hair that rises and must see things for itself. The woman realizes that she's not special, then sells herself short. I am what she sells. I hold my breath to make the moment last longer. I don't worry. I am like everyone else. I speak my mind. This is called Post-Apocalyptic Etiquette. Introductions were congealing in the courtyard. He came out of his house in metal clothes. We were shrubbery, folding into our softer cells, enjoying windows. He removed some cellophane, but there was nothing left in the package. He clattered here and there, turning the moon round to see us with his meaty hands. We kept our doubts and conceptions to ourselves. Rocks argued among the bushes. Coffee water lulled us to sleep. His grass was episodic, insects stubborn. We turned another cheek if we had one. He laughed. A couple struggled by under too much sky, and we wished for more of ourselves to greet them. His mind wore surgical gloves that altered the dark shadows of his address. Our worry said all the right things. Put us in your enormous pocket, or these lights are too deliberate. We were looking for something we couldn't describe. Everywhere a corner. His rickety heart was blown open. We were full of nothing and wanted to be filled. Bruised trees were politely bowing. Names were frail and real. Tin Man, we screamed at him. Lion-hearted Scarecrow. And the last poem I'm going to read is called Still Life with Nervous Animals. Too much was stolen that day to change his mind. What grew on the goats stayed on the goats as he fell into himself. The revolution was flattered, talking into a microphone that resembled a human body. Misery assembled with a peculiar silence, diseased and searching through his childhood. But it was the years afterwards that he meant to explain, how a certain dream sang to him, then flew away. He wanted the shivering sheep to keep to themselves, not to wander toward wobbling drapes the color of his incredulous arms. Streets beyond his window offered refractable light. What could beauty or politics do with him except identify hands and legs? He was crawling, dragging what he could from the explosion that confused everything, interrupted the flies. He was burning with something he called perfection. He would create what he could in that country filled with mistakes and contradictory instructions. He would paint notable animals from somewhere else. The kangaroos were waiting.